Still no deal, no dollars, and no launch. But deep down, you know something's shifting. Here's how to prove it. This is the Partnership Playbook, a podcast helping sales and marketing leaders secure high-value partnerships that finally unlock business growth and reclaim time. I'm your coach, Phil Hayes Sinclair. Welcome to the show. Now, if you've only got 2 minutes, let me cut to the chase. Today, we're diving into 10 invisible signs that a partnership is working, even if there's no contract or cash flow yet. These are the subtle behind-the-scenes signals that momentum is building. Recognize them early, and you'll know when to press rather than to pull out. Miss them, and you might walk away from a winner too soon. By the end of this episode, you'll know how to recognize and track the subtle signs that your partnership is gaining real traction. You'll also be able to communicate progress to stakeholders, even when there's no hard outcome to point to yet. And you'll be able to adjust your partnership strategy based on early momentum rather than waiting for a big bang. Now, if you've ever had that gut feeling that something good is happening in a deal, but you couldn't prove it, this episode gives you that proof. These 10 tactics help you see what most leaders miss. Tactic 1, their team is talking about you without prompting. You show up in their slide decks, get name dropped in Slack threads, quoted in internal meetings. That's not coincidence, that's mindshare. And mindshare precedes action. Tactic 2, you're getting asked the next level questions. The shift from what do you do to how would this integrate into our Q3 roadmap is massive. It means they've stopped evaluating and started envisaging. Tactic 3, they share something internal, an org chart, a draft of next quarter's priorities, even churn data. These aren't casual shares, they're access passes. You're being invited into the circle of trust. Tactic 4, your names keep getting closer together. You appear side by side in proposals, joint events, shared demos. That's proximity. And in partnerships, proximity often leads to permanence. Tactic 5, they defend the partnership in internal debates. When someone goes to bat for your collaboration in a tough room, it means they've made it personal. They've invested identity in your idea. Tactic 6, you're getting pulled, not pushing. Your calendar starts filling without you lifting a finger. That's momentum. Not the kind you generate, but the kind that signals readiness. Tactic 7, you're hearing language you first used. When your partner starts using your phrases, your frameworks, your metaphors, it's not flattery, it's influence. You've reshaped how they think. Tactic 8, their operations team start asking practical questions. Pricing, integration sequences, data flows. When ops show up, it means the idea has moved from interesting to inevitable. Tactic 9, you're part of their risk conversation. If this fails, here's how we'd explain it to the board. They're not hypothetically exploring risk, they're owning the partnership in real terms. And tactic 10, their boss asks to join the next call. Senior executives don't show up for sport. If they're on the call, it's because stakes have risen and decisions are coming. Now, too often we evaluate partnership progress with lagging indicators, signed deals, shared revenue, launch announcements. But leading indicators are where the gold is. Each of these 10 signs tells you something's happening now, even if no one's saying it out loud. This isn't about being optimistic, it's about being precise. Leaders who can spot invisible momentum don't get blindsided. They stay in promising partnerships longer, and they walk away from dead deals faster. I've seen this play out repeatedly. A partner who kept showing up in email exchanges eventually became a lead co-sponsor of a multi-million dollar initiative. But if you looked only at the contract status, you'd have called it stalled. Now, while that sounds good, here are three things you want to avoid. Number one, mistaking noise for movement, like frequent meetings with no depth. Number two, dismissing subtle signs because they don't look like progress. So what can you do right now? Start keeping a momentum tracker. Create a shared doc with a list of these 10 signals. Track when and how they show up. Share them with your team and stakeholders. And above all, trust what you see, not just what's being signed. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. And before you go, I have a question for you. Do you ever feel stuck, unsure of how to move forward with a partnership opportunity? Maybe you're circling the same conversations, hoping momentum will magically appear. Or worse, saying yes to things just to do something. Well, you're not alone. The truth is, most business leaders aren't short on opportunities. They're short on the next steps that actually work. And that's why I created something for you. It's called the 100 Partnership Tactics. A free collection of proven practical moves used by high-performing CEOs, founders, and sales leaders to turn talk into traction. Inside, you'll find exactly what to say, do, and build at every stage of a partnership, so you can stop guessing and start growing. You'll find a link to these tactics in the show notes. It's free, it's battle-tested, and it could save you months of wasted time. And thanks again for tuning into the Partnership Playbook. I'm your coach, Phil Hayes-Sinclair. I'll see you in the next episode.